tea,
Smoke said. I looked at him. He stood straight up and wore a slimy grin.
When a man dies, his wife joins him on his gat. If he dies away from home, she joins him in death when she learns of it.
Oh? Those women are building pyres where they can commit suicide if their husbands have been killed?
Yes.
A damn fool thing to do. Smoke's smile grew.
It's a custom as old as Taglios, with the force of law.
I didn't like the way he was getting happy. He thought he had a tool to use against me.
A waste. Who takes care of the children?
Never mind. I don't care. The concept was so alien I discounted it. I'm not sure I even believed him. The Radisha said,
The custom is revered by everyone, even those who aren't Guni.
There are crazies everywhere. It's a hideous practice. It should be abolished. But I'm not here to change any social silliness. We're at war. We've suffered a setback. A lot of our men are trapped in Dejagore. It's not likely we can save them. More are in flight. We can save some of those. And we have to raise new levies so we can cling to what we've gained. Swan said,
Sweetie, you're missing the point.
I got the point, Swan. It's irrelevant.
The Radisha said,
You're a woman. You have no friends. Every man of any substance in every priesthood is going to make a point of your relationship with your captain. A large point of your failure to commit suti. That will weigh heavily with a large portion of the population.
It may be the custom. It's an idiot custom, and I'll bet it's not universal. I shan't dignify the suggestion. Unless I decide that for bringing it up, the suggester will be delivered to his suggestion. Smoke's grin faded. His eyes narrowed and clouded. His jaw dropped for a second. He was staring at my hand. I realized I'd picked up Narayan's tick, was fingering the bit of yellow cloth peeping from my waist. Smoke's color turned ghastly. I said,
Radisha, ask these two about my background.
I indicated Swan and Mather. They'd emigrated from my empire while I was at the pinnacle of my power. Some of the company have fallen, but our contract remains in force. I intend to execute the undertaking.
Admirable. But you'll find that a lot of people won't want to let you do that.
I shrugged.
What they want doesn't matter.
The contract has been made.
Better understand that. You people think you know more about us than we do. You must know we don't let anybody back out on a contract.
The Radisha looked at me intently, unafraid, curious about my confident attitude here alone in a sea of enemies. I said,
I'll present a list of needs tomorrow. Manpower, dreyage, animals, weapons, equipment.
Half of confidence is the appearance of confidence.
Somebody shouted from the stairwell. The Radisha signaled Mather, who checked it. He came back, said,
Jaw's kicking up a fuss. Wants to see you. Guess that means he knows you're here.
I said, Might as well meet him head on.
Tell them to bring him, Mather.
Mather passed the word. We waited. The Radisha and I eyed one another like she-leopards. I asked,
Why are you afraid of the company?
She didn't bat an eye.
You know quite well.
I do?
I've studied the history of the company in detail. I don't recall anything that would explain your attitude.
Smoke whispered something. I think he accused me of lying. I was developing